It's 8:24. It is Morning Line on KMBA. My name is Danny Preston. KMBA keeping you in tune with our community and some special guests to welcome to the program this morning. Welcoming back our friend, Katie Ringsmith. Katie's a professor of history at the University of Alaska, Anchorage. Hi.
Hey, Danny. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for coming in. And Katie's brought in a couple of special guests, educators, both from Southern Ohio. I want to welcome Andy Hall to the program. Andy is a ninth grade American history teacher. Good morning.
Good morning.
And you're going to have to get right up on that microphone there, so it's going to be interesting. and Aaron Walker is also from Southern Ohio. Aaron is a 12th grade English teacher. Good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having us.
You guys just flew in this morning, is that right?
Correct. Yes, we did. Yeah, we came in last night.
Okay. Why are you here?
Well, good question. We're really fortunate. You know, we are teachers, and we're part of a group of about 45 teachers from Southeast Ohio, and we are part of this cohort that wants to bring history into the classroom. It's led by Dr. Denise Shockley out of the Educational Service Center in Rye Grande, Ohio. And essentially, we, for the last 7 years, have been able to hear from guest lecturers, learn about history, and then have a field studies where we spend about a week, the first week in June, where we go out and we see history in action, and we see these places that we talk about all year long and seek to benefit our students in our classroom.
Now, wait, there are 40 of you here?
Yeah. Believe it or not, yeah, we fill up a bus. We fill up a plane as well. So 45 history, English teachers. And so we've been together for the last 7 years and have really created some great relationships, great bonds, and these are professionals where we've been able to learn together and hopefully impact our students and our teaching. So, yeah, we're fortunate. We've been to Hawaii and New Orleans and New York City, and last year we were in Montana, and this year we are in the great state of Alaska.
Wow. So moving around. Talk about the program is called Landmark Moments. Talk a little bit about what the mission is, the goal, and I guess the impetus for the whole genesis of the program and what it does.
Well, I think it started with Denise Shockley. She had been out to the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library a few years back and was just awestruck about, you know, the history of that, and felt like it was important to get teachers to come see something along this line. So it really started with presidential libraries, trying to hit every one of those and using that information in our classrooms. And then once we accomplished that, now growing into other parts of the country that we can't get to ourselves. So like Aaron just said, you know, going to Hawaii, going to, you know, Pearl Harbor, going to the Battleship Missouri, World War II Museum in New Orleans, the civil rights areas in the South and out in Texas, and just doing a lot of different things that we can take our own personal experiences, whether it's video
and
pictures.
That's going to be priceless for an educator.
Well, and our kids really enjoy it because we can come back and say, we were there, we stood there, we were on that ship. We've got video documentation of that. So when we're teaching history, it becomes more of a personal matter. And the kids, I think, because they see their teachers on the big screen at those facilities, at those places, they are more engaged as well. So it's a great experience for us personally, but also as educators as
okay,
well.
Okay, so subjectively, has this program made you a better teacher?
Oh, there's no doubt, because it has enabled us to just take it from a history book and teaching it through a PowerPoint to actually giving personal examples of the things that we saw. And I think it helps us understand, you know, parts of the country that without this program, we would never get a chance to see.
Talk a little bit about maybe some of the differences between students in Appalachia versus you know, maybe other areas of the country, and why this program is particularly poignant to that audience.
Yeah, and that's something that I think has been surprising to me and many of us, that as we have gone out and we have looked at these other cultures and areas, we can't help but look at our own. And, you know, we are Southeast Ohio, which is part of Appalachia, and Appalachia in many ways is struggling. And so one of the things that has surprised me is the way that One, we have a whole lot of commonalities with other areas that are seeking to work through heritage issues and identity issues and poverty issues, but then also talking about ways that we can better understand who we are and better impact our students. So I teach 12th grade English, but I also have an Appalachian Studies course, and that course is a direct result of this program where we saw a need for our students to be better equipped to go into college and career. And so, for example, Dr. Ringsmith was speaking back in March, and she was talking about heritage tourism, and she was talking about the fishing canneries and preserving that history. And so, as a result, I was able to talk with my own students and say, well, okay, here, this is going on in Alaska. Can we make any parallels to where we are and who we are? And, of course, Appalachia is synonymous with coal, and we are struggling, you know, economically to look at that, and there's all those environmental issues. And so that has better informed, I think, our students and then has empowered us as educators, and hopefully we can pass it on to our kids to reach out, look at things, create professional relationships that can help solve issues that we don't just encounter, but that many pockets and groups encounter all across the U.S. and even globally.
Andy had affirmed that yeah, he's a better teacher, through the consequences of this experience. Yeah. So I'm just going to assume, because I can tell by your passion, that the same's for you, Aaron.
Oh yeah.
So let's go one step further and say, so we're seeing the tangible results of for you two and the rest of your cadre.
Yep.
But what about outcomes for students? How's that making a difference?
Yeah, ultimately at the end of the day, it is about our students. And so yes, we benefit and we have a great time together and we've created lasting relationships. On the most basic level, the content. We are better able to teach because we can talk about World War II, Pearl Harbor, the Civil Rights Movement, these places where we have seen experience firsthand. But the other thing that has come out of this, and it's been more indirect, is the issue that we are better educators because of this professional network that we have. That translates to our students, where we're more empowered and equipped. And then two, this has encouraged us, I think, to step out of our own classrooms and say, well, just like Dr. Shockley has created this program, what can we do to help create lasting impressions in our students? And so I have sought to, and I know many others are the same way, sought to model this very outgoing relational professionalism that Dr. Shockley embodies, and encouraging students to, here's just a basic example, is over the summer my AP students had to read the work Dreamland by Sam Canones, and it looks at the opioid epidemic that is hitting Appalachia and much of the U.S. Well, as a result, we decided, hey, let's write letters to Sam Canones and see what he has to say in response. Well, he decided to Skype with us. Mm-hmm. And so it is pieces like that enriches our students in their curriculum that might not be a direct result of this program, but it's undoubtedly indirectly impacted us as teachers that we hope to pass on to our students. So there are many layers to this that have benefited us and, of course, our kids, and we're just very grateful.
So we're all by with our experiences of one child no child left behind, we're all a little bit wary of teaching to the test, but some of that data is still useful, and my understanding is that you've got some pretty good empirical numbers as a consequence of this program.
Well, exactly right. And we just found out this morning through our school district what our history scores and government scores were. And you know, I think Dr. Shockley takes, you know, personal pride in the schools that she services, that all of us are doing very well in the state testing. But you know, I think at the end of the day, it's got to be more than just passing a test and what these kids have done, you know, with that situation. It's more of their experiences, and you never know, after going through this and seeing what we've seen, maybe they decide, you know, when they're in college or maybe out of college, that they travel and get this, you know, experience some of the places that we've gone to and so forth, just like come here to Alaska. You know, I think a lot of times our kids in Ohio, there's a disconnect between, you know, Alaska and the rest of the world for our kids. You know, they see that on a map that's really far away, and it, You know, I imagine some kids.
It might as well be Mongolia.
Yeah, yeah, it may not even be part of the United States in some aspects, you know. And so coming here and for us to be able to see this for the first hand, we can make it more personal for them that, yes, this is very important and this is we're all part of this together. And we can acknowledge and see the struggles and some of the positive things, of course, that come with this territory, and that, you know, our kids can better understand. But also as teachers, we can understand this as well. So I think this is a great opportunity for all of us to kind of make this combined as one unit. So
much winning, to paraphrase somebody.
Exactly right.
It's 8:34. If you're just joining us, it is Morning Line on KMBA, and educators Andy Hall and Aaron Walker from the Southlands of Ohio are joining us this morning. We're talking about the Landmark Moments program, which is really fascinating. And Katie, I got to so how did you get involved in this? Because you were just bubbling over when you came in this morning. Not that that's unlike you, but with excitement about this and so stoked. So how did you get involved, and what sort of torment are you putting these folks through this week?
Well, I got a call from Steve Haycox, Alaska historian. He said, "Hey, Katie, I got a deal for you." And he asked me if I would go to Ohio to work with these teachers. And I was like, "Where do you want me to go?" and you know, just like some of the students who may not have a clear understanding of Alaska, I did not have a very clear understanding of Appalachia. I mean, I'd never been to that part of the country, and I just had a superficial understanding of where I was going. And so I put together, I think, 7 lectures that I gave over a course of 2 days that I give in my own Alaska history classes. And I flew to Ohio in March, and there I was early in the morning with 45 teachers, and, you know, without any understanding of what to expect. And, you know, it was extraordinary, the enthusiasm, the interest that these teachers had. And also very quickly understanding this Appalachia culture, although very distant and perhaps even different than Alaska, there were some commonalities. Mm-hmm. And it's just this idea of taking this knowledge, understanding our history, our shared past, into the classroom, and building these bonds that come from the ground up. And ultimately what that's doing is validating the children's experiences and who they are, as well as, you know, being fascinated with, you know, people who are different than them, rather than, you know, fearful. And ultimately creating that confidence that the best and brightest ultimately ends up staying and being a part of that community and, you know, serving as leaders rather than just leaving and going someplace else. It's this, and it takes time, and it's a system that, you know, takes a generation to cultivate. And what I saw in that classroom in Ohio last March was exactly that process taking place.
Wow. And there are professors all over the United States who get to interact with these folks. And
yeah.
And I feel like we should be playing kumbaya here and making s'mores.
There's something extraordinary about the teacher. And not just support for the teacher, but the validation, the vitalness of the teacher. And you know, it's a rare thing today. So I'm really, really honored to be a part of this program.
That's tremendous. Well, so talk about the fun stuff now. What do these folks get to do?
Well, today we're going to see the sights of Anchorage. The rest of them are actually out at Potter's Marsh right now. Hopefully,
oh, great.
Seeing
they just
some,
had the bird watch over the weekend.
Exactly, yeah. Birds, and maybe even, if they're lucky, a mama moose with a baby. Who knows? It's that time of year. And then we're going to go do some museums. We'll head out to the Native Heritage Center next. And then this evening we're going to actually have dinner, and I've invited 11 educators from the Anchorage School District and UAA, and they're going to come and meet with these teachers. And who knows, you know, you never know where that's going to come, what that's going to lead to. And then we're going to go down to Seward and go to the Sea Life Center and learn about the coastal communities. And then we're going to take the train north. We're going to learn about the history of the railroad, and then Talkeetna, we're going to look at the mountaineering history, and then head up to Denali, learn a little bit more about the history there. And then ultimately, we're going to also head to Fairbanks and, you know, definitely more every single place. They're going to not just visit as a tourist, but they're going to learn about the history that's contained in these places.
Okay, so I have one last question for you, Katie. Is are you having fun?
No. Oh man, this is a dream job. This is, you know, this is really, really cool. And then the thing is, I get to take this experience back to my class too.
Yeah,
too. Absolutely.
Yeah, so sweet, so yeah. Cool. So we're going overtime a little bit here. So I'm just gonna put each of you gentlemen on the spot, real quickly, because we could talk about this all day because this is fascinating for me, but. Let's see, Andy, you got the mic closest to you first, so I'll hit you. And if you were to name one thing that's your biggest takeaway from the program succinctly, what would you say that is?
I think it's just the personal experiences, to see what we've been teaching for so many years, and that with my own eyes, being able to be there and to touch it, to feel it, to stand on it, whatever, that it becomes, again, more personable to teach, and you have more passion about it because you saw it for the very first time. And so, you know.
So it concretizes.
Exactly right. It humanizes the whole experience. And I think that in itself is worth, you know, weight in gold,
okay.
So to speak.
Tremendous. Aaron, your top takeaway.
Yeah, the word I keep going back to is empowerment. And I think empowering us as educators has allowed us to hopefully better empower our own students and to pass on to them, like Dr. Ringsmith said, as the future leaders, and allowing them to look at things, experiencing things, and then go out and grapple with the issues that our world is facing.
Okay, tremendous, and what a great vehicle for it. Andy Hall, Aaron Walker, thanks so much for joining us on the Morning Line program. And enjoy the heck out of your stay.
Thank you.
Dr. Katie Ringsmith, thank you, as always, for your presence.
Oh, thank you, Danny. It's such a pleasure.
Okay, very welcome.